This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Lauren Fury, and I am a chef based in Charleston, South Carolina. I prepare in-home meals and food to go, and I love to feed people, and I also do private in-home cooking classes.
How are you involved with user adoption?
So I usually adopt guests based on word of mouth, because let's be real, everyone loves to eat, and word gets around pretty quick in Charleston, South Carolina. So I adopt my customers basically through that and also online neighborhood databases such as Nextdoor.com. Mm. And I use a lot of business cards. So naturally, and I don't pay for any marketing. And I have a site, LaurenFury.com, where they can see previous menus, pictures, videos, recipes, etc.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
Well, some of the biggest successes with user adoption are the returning customers. So that's usually how it goes with me. If I have a private dinner, they typically like it and they tell their friends. So that's a huge success. And a challenge could be, since I am one person, I don't really have a team to help me spread the word. So I'm relying on what I'm doing and the relationships through networking that I form. And also I find handwritten thank you notes to be very important with my business and retaining customers.
What advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
So for people working on improving user adoption, I would say just assume that you're not always doing everything right all the time and be willing to think outside the box. So when I started this business, the end of my freshman year at College of Charleston, I was struggling with finding enough customers. And so I actually asked the current customers, you know, like how could I possibly get more? So feel free to ask your customers how to improve also.
Good point. Where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, I find my inspiration truly in the city around me. So I pay attention on where people eat, what people like to eat, trends, and I always read the Post and Courier in their food section. So I guess my key is to stay curious and stay learning about even what you're in business to do, because there's always something to learn. And that's how I gain a lot of customers too, because even though I do teach cooking classes, you know, in homes, I'm always open to learning more too. And I think that's really important.
That's awesome. Well, thanks, Lauren.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.